Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, here today brought to you by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you to one of my new friends, Miss Sasha Sabeth. I think that's how you say your last name. And she could correct me later. She, you know, you meet some people and you immediately just draw to them. And she has one of those personalities. And when she talks, she's like this just angelic voice that goes, I have got to listen to this woman. So I know you're going to enjoy this call. Sasha, why don't you just go ahead and take it from here?
Oh, thank you, Tanya. Well, you know, it's light recognizing light. And when I saw Tanya, I felt similarly about her as she just described about me. So here is my overt agenda for all of you on this call. My intention is to inspire and shake up those of you who are listening to this call. Maybe you'll do one, you'll get inspired. Maybe you won't get inspired, but you'll be gotten shaken up. Either one of those is going to achieve my desire, which is for you all to look more deeply at the messenger that you are. Now, that's a buzzword, so please don't glaze over. I'm going to do my best to say some very basic things that you will hear in a new way. And there's going to be a little element of tough love in this because you are either current public speakers or aspiring public speakers, and that is exactly perfect for the mission that I have come here to bring in this lifetime. We are here as business owners and entrepreneurs, people who are in leadership positions as employees, householders who are strong community builders. We are here to uplift humanity in one form or another, and I take that very seriously. So that is my message right now, so that you know how to tune your dials as to how to hear me. I am from New York, so you're going to have a little bit of that taste in there as well. And I've got a few vocabulary words for you to take note of, because this really is the foundation of my overall message for you. So if you are multitasking and if you can write this down, great. If you're driving, I hope that you can listen to this later and take note of these, because what we're going to do today is cover my 8 soul purpose activation steps so that you can have more money, clients who love you and you love them, greater intuitional understanding so that you can have faster access to your intuition, and so that you can have an understanding of how to attain greater states of inner peace, confidence, and be the life-changing, transformational impact that I believe you are empowered to make in the world. So the title of this is Entrepreneur Soul Purpose Success for Profit and Pizzazz. These are some vocabulary words. And I'll explain all of this. Business soul essence. Next word, phrase, soul signature imprint. And the last vocabulary phrase is soul purpose lifestyle. Now, what all this has to do with profit and pizzazz is that the more you cultivate and activate and understand and give yourself permission to unleash your soul essence and direct it into your business, into your public speaking, into your household, the more you will have pizzazz and the more you will have greater ability for profit, revenue, income streams. As far as your soul signature imprint, this is the magical and also methodical transformational impact that you have on your readers, your listeners, your students, your clients, your customers. This is something that is not arbitrary. This is something that is a culmination of who you have become, who you have been preened to become over your entire lifetime. And I will be going into greater detail about that in these eight pillars. And it's also going to be something that you and I can fine-tune and do deeper dives in the free gift that I'm going to offer later at the end of this presentation. The last of soul purpose lifestyle, you know, this is not mysterious at all. Once you understand how to become aligned with your soul purpose values, your message, your mission, and you as a personality, you become this congruent force in nature. Now, that doesn't mean that you go running over people, places, and circumstances. It means that you know who you are, that you claim who you are, that the challenges of life are easier for you to be resilient to respond to, and that you have a greater, stronger voice to speak up, to own and honor your values, which also gets converted and transformed and projected through your public speaking presentations, whether they are online or in person. So I'd like you to just have those in your notes, and you can contemplate those at leisure after this presentation. Again, we can talk about it if you and I get a chance to speak directly, because if you meditate, contemplate, think about those three points, you will start to notice that your life becomes more organized personally and professionally. You will also notice that you start feeling better about yourself. I mean, how great is that? Greater self-appreciation, greater self-compassion, and greater compassion for others, where you'll give yourself permission to draw the necessary boundaries, where you give yourself permission to say no when you mean no, and yes when you mean yes, and allows you to really create the public speaking messages that you really want to say. And if you are in a trainer or you're a public speaker in your corporation, you might be able to find other ways, maybe through anecdotes, maybe through stories, that you can weave into your speeches and your presentations that are more you coming forward. So let's jump in. What are these eight pillars, these soul purpose activation steps? This is going to be a fast-moving train, everyone, so hopefully you will be able to capture and listen to this later and really own it. The first one is purpose. The second is passion. The third is intuition. The fourth is energy field management. That's energy field management. Number five is values. Number six, beliefs. Number seven, sacred wound. Number eight, heart longing. Before I go into explaining what these are and how you can use these pillars right now to build your soul purpose-based lifestyle, I'll tell you a little bit about me and how I even got into all this. Basically, my path started from very early childhood where I was very ill, and I had elusive issues with my health that took me all throughout my adult years. And I also had some core traumatic experiences in my childhood that also molded me. I mean, that's what happens, right? We get formed by our life experiences. I had to drop out of college several times because I was sick. I was on my way to be a singer, dancer, actress in New York, but had to stop because I was sick. And still nobody knew what was wrong with me. And so I started my journey in my 20s to answer the question for myself, why am I here in this lifetime? Which at that time in those younger years, it came across in my own thinking process as, what am I supposed to do with this? Here I am, so motivated, talented, gifted, born with all kinds of abilities, and I'm drawn to the most wonderful skills to develop. So if I don't have a body to put it through out into the world, what is going on and why bother? Meaning, on the verge of giving up many times. However, that was the sacred wound that drove me to become who I am today. And those of you who don't know me, which is probably the majority of you, I'm known internationally as a healer using tonal vocal sounds and a long-distance healer where I work with a divine spirit team. And I'm also known as a soul purpose expert and a spiritual business development mentor. So I work with entrepreneurs to shift them from being smaller than they really should be, less organized than they really should be, and I'm using that word should, like I said, tough love, and entrepreneurs who are just still not quite sure how to package their passions and their talents and their good-hearted longings for people into a business and into their offers and into their signature messages. So I take those people and I shift them so that they are able to stand strong in their sense of self. They are strong in who they are meant to serve, meaning those people who are ready for who they are and what they bring. And I work with them to become intuition-guided leaders in their business world. Having said that, now let's have you take a look at your 8 pillars in your life. Purpose means what is going to give you the greatest meaning in this lifetime? What were you born to do? And these are answers for you to contemplate. These are no easy answers to answer, perhaps, at times. But it gives you a direction to start going deeper as you contemplate. The next is passion. Those are those things that when you are involved with them, you just lose track of time and space. These make you feel the best of who you are. These make you feel like you are doing what you are really loving to do in life. Intuition, that has to do with both your own messaging between you and your soul as well as your guides from the other side, for those of you who can embrace that. Fourth is energy field management. We all have an aura. I know all of you know this. We all exude something, and this is our auric projection into the space that we're in. To learn how to really manage that energy field helps a person to let go of other people's energies, helps us to program our energy field so that we are really impacting our environment the way we want to. It also is a way for us to get grounded and solid and strong no matter what. 5 is values. You know how it feels when you are doing something or that you are privy to something that goes against your values. And you also know how it feels when you are living your values and you are honoring your values. Beliefs. You know what it's like when you feel like you are believing negative things about yourself that foster doubt, that foster negativity, that foster a tanking of your energy. And you also know what it's like when you believe the best is possible, that you can do it, that you just need to take baby steps. You know, that's a belief system right there. And when you notice that you stop yourself from doing something that you want, I ask you to look within yourself and see what belief is running the boat at that point. Sacred wound. Sacred wound are the challenges, the traumas, the difficulties, the hurdles that you had to go through that have made you who you are today. And who you are today, you're human, so there's the good, bad, and the ugly, right? But that sacred wound is where your great power and your great contribution to humanity lies, and is a great topic point to bring into your public speaking presentations. Your heart longing, this is that sacred chamber of desires that you know in your heart of hearts, if you don't live it to the fullest extent before you leave this plane, so to speak, you will feel like you missed an opportunity of a lifetime, and I don't want that for you. My recommended call to action, so to speak, on these, both the vocabulary phrases and these eight pillars, these eight activation steps, is for you to really look at these, maybe every day if you're really motivated, and start to see where you can take one little step forward in each of those steps so that you are honoring them more. Maybe you need to study something. Maybe you need to let go of someone or something. Maybe you need to change something. Maybe you need to add something. It's going to be, of course, unique to all of you. And I would suggest you get yourself a very special binder that's just for these eight activation steps for you to monitor, and those three key vocabulary phrases for you to contemplate and just see what comes forth for you over the days to come. And my special offer for you is something that will give you a chance to go deeper with me with these principles. It's three activation portals where you will be able to review all of these that we discussed. And here's the URL to go to. entrepreneursoulcoach.com/free. So that's a capital F as in Frank, and the rest of the word is lowercase, -gift. That's a capital G as in Gary. The rest of the word is lowercase, .html. Excuse me. entrepreneursoulcoach.com/free-gift.html. And what you're going to see in there, excuse me, allergies, sorry. What you're going to see in there is an opportunity to have a 15-minute, maybe a little bit longer, laser healing and mentoring session with me on the phone, and you'll have access to my Soul Purpose Success tip libraries, which is filled with audio tips, and there is one video tip in there that's all about intuition, bringing your mission out through your business, and many other such topics. And you also get one free month membership into my Soul Purpose Success Rockstar membership program, where you will have access to months of training calls, and you'll also have one training call for you to attend live, as well as an open Q&A with my wonderful community, where you can ask me anything you want about your business or your personal life. That address, again, is entrepreneursoulcoach.com/free with a capital F, lowercase R-E-E dash gift, capital G, lowercase I, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, dot HTML. I so look forward to meeting you, and I do hope that you have on some level felt inspired, and that maybe you did get a little shaken up for the better. I send you my love, and thank you so much for listening and joining in.